Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation. This past Monday was Fun Day, I think it was. No, it was the day that we remember that we defeated North Korea against the South Koreans in the Revolutionary War. I don't remember. I forget. That's how bad it is when Waters World went out and asked people what they're celebrating, why they have Monday off. It's Memorial Day, folks, is to remember those that died in service to our country, the fallen heroes. A mother told police, this is in Park County, Texas. I guess you can't drive there, you can only park. But this is, there's an investigation into this because supposedly the kids are playing in the sunroom and next thing she knows, she can't find them. And they had taken her cell phone and had her keys and locked themselves in the car. And when she went to break the window, they were too far gone. And the investigation stems from it's a 16-month-old and a 2-year-old. And could they have opened the doors and gotten in and locked the doors and all this? And so I'll get into that. Also, Hillary Clinton on all these, she's done like commencement speeches. She's still blaming sexism for her loss. She's still blaming voter ID laws in Wisconsin, even though in the primaries they had the second highest turnout to New Hampshire. So all these people could turn out and vote, but not during the election. Wow. Yeah, this is an evidence-free investigation. They have nothing. It's simply to take down the President of the United States. Former federal agent Dan Bogano said that the new leaked report from the Trump administration is the latest in the press mission to take down the president. They're just trying to do whatever they can to try to get him out of there because he's seen as a threat to their way of life. The DPRK has launched more missiles and tests and say that, you know, hey, bring it on, basically. Tiger Woods offers reasons for his DUI and says it's because of medications and stuff. Is this a wake-up point or was it really medications? I'll get into that. And also, the brawl that happened in baseball. I want to get into that with Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland. And John Mara of the 49ers said that if they signed Kaepernick, there would be a fan backlash. Well, then why did you keep him? Yeah. I don't get that. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. John 4:18. Such love has no fear because perfect love repels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and finishing up the wonderful evening. What a Memorial Day weekend and a wonderful Memorial Day. I was working like a lot of people do, but it's crazy, folks. Because not many people realize the Cold War was when Russia and the United States actually, you know, took like, you know, Reagan had coal cuts made. I mean, seriously, that's the answer. That's the type of answers people get. Because when Waters World, he goes out and he'll ask like serious questions. And They don't know basic questions. If you don't know whom we gained our independence from, it's scary.
It really is, folks.
Okay, it was called the Cold War because you had Russia and the U.S. basically not really doing anything. We were kind of like stalemated and frozen.
That's why.
Memorial Day is to honor those who had died and served this country, fallen heroes. Now, I'm gonna get into something later because I'm one of these people that I believe in freedom of speech. I may not agree with something you post or a thing you did, but if you're going to post it, stand behind it. I'll stand behind something. I'm tired of these people, you know, that like when, you know, you sit there and you have like Don Imus, when he called that lady a nappy headed hoe, he didn't stand. I'm like, if that's what you think, that's what you think. Stand behind it. I would have been like, no, I'm not going to recant. No, you can do it. I don't care. That's what I think. You don't like it? You know, if it's something like, okay, where I say something that ends up not being true, like, okay, well, yeah, we thought that, you know, Obama was born in Hawaii and that's not true. So I want to recount what I said, then okay. You know, if it's something like, okay, you know, he really didn't run the red light when you look at the video, that's different. But, you know, if you have an opinion, stand behind it. You know? If you have an opinion, stand behind it. I mean, there's a photo of Kathy Griffin holding a bloody Trump mask, you know, for a photo shoot. I think that's sick and it's appalling, but if you're going to do it, stand behind it. Don't, well, I made a poor judgment. No. No. That makes me lose more respect. At least I can say, hey, I disagree with you, but you stand behind what you did. This is why I did what I did. It's sick, it's disgusting, it shouldn't happen, and I guarantee you, if it happened during Bill Clinton's presidency or Obama's presidency, let me tell you, you'd be thrown in jail, you'd be probably taken to Times Square, and your butt would be hanged. How dare you criticize President Clinton or Obama? But, oh, Trump, oh yeah, you can do whatever the heck you want, man. If you want to chop his head off a mannequin that looks like him, go ahead, you know, whatever, we don't care. At Arlington National Cemetery, Trump went up to a little boy who he lost his dad and basically takes photos with him and says, you know, some very, very amazing words. Your father will be so proud of you, President Trump told the youth at Arlington Cemetery. Meeting a six-year-old, and he didn't just go there and like Obama did, and just go through the routine. He went there and he had many, many conversations with people. And as you all know, I'm a huge motorsports fan. I live for racing. And, you know, there are fans. I understand there's times that, okay, you know what? I do this conversation. When I'm with my wife, leave me the hell alone. If I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. There's a time when, okay, he is Phil Collins. But there's times when he's a family man and he just wants to be left alone. There's time when you have an autograph session where, okay, you're Juan Pablo Montoya. You should be wanting to be there and greet the fans that thank you, that make your paycheck. You know? I got to meet Darryl Waltrip one time. He is the greatest guy in the world. He's like, well, what do you do? He is so excited to meet the people. He's like, thank you for letting me get to go around the track at 90 miles an hour at Bristol and 200 at the super speedways and let me do what I do. I'm so grateful. Richard Petty is the same way. He will go out of his way if he has the time to sit down and chat with you and talk with you. But most of the people with a lot of those, like a lot of the people we know, okay, yeah, this is, yeah, they're with their family. Okay, this is, you know, but there are people that have that connection. You know, Obama just kind of went to these Arlington cemeteries. Okay, whatever, bye, see you. I just did my thing, I'm gone. Trump is a genuine person that's like, well, son, your dad would be very proud of you. He was an amazing man. We thank him for your service. He didn't have to do that. Oh, he's just putting on a show. Well, where was Obama's show? He didn't even do this. All they can do is complain that he sung the national anthem. Thank you for doing that. I mean, you could have had, what was that, like, Super Size Me movie? You could have Obama on there. Okay, you know the national anthem? Mm-mm. Okay, what's the Big Mac song too? Well, be Patty special sauce of the cheese. I mean, finally we have a president that's proud of his country, that puts his hand over his heart, that's singing the national anthem. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, folks? Personally, apparently, they have nothing on Trump. None of these investigations are turning up anything. They got nothing. So they just got to sit there and... I mean, seriously, I don't get it. But then you have these Ivy League illegal immigrants that are releasing listed demands, wanting free health care and legal protection and all this crap. You're illegal, okay? What part of not legal do you not get? Okay, they're illegal. I'm a legal citizen. Where's my free health? Oh, yeah. Well, since I'm illegal, you shouldn't be able to deport me. I should be able to have legal protection. I should be able to have free food, free health care, free place to live, you know, free education, you know, free car. You know, I should have like a card that I can just, you know, put free gas, whatever. I should have like a card that allows me to get on any plane for free, any train, whatever. I should just be given everything because I'm illegal and I don't belong here anyways. Oh, yeah, you were born here? Yeah, buddy. You got to pay for that. Healthcare ain't free. Oh, but because you're illegal, they're demanding. I can demand you a one-way ticket back to where you're from, where you came from. See, I'm racist because I think that an illegal has no right to be here. What I want to do is I want to give a call out to all these psychopathic illegals. Can you take all these liberals and all these Democrats that want you in this country, and I want you to go and kill their families and see how they like it? I mean, since you want them, because these liberals, we want all these people here. Everyone's an immigrant, yeah. You said the right word. Everyone that's come here is an immigrant. You didn't say everyone that came here is an illegal immigrant. No. I caught someone on that. Because some lady got on to me about how, like, everyone here is an immigrant. I'm like, yeah, you said the right word. You said immigrant. You didn't say everyone that came here is illegal. I'm talking about people that are undocumented, that have no papers. That actually, if you knew how much free stuff they're getting and how much they're getting through the system, you'd be outraged. They're getting way more stuff than you do. When they're getting benefits that I can't get, and I'm a tax-paying person. I mean, seriously, folks.
anything to demonize the American. And what's realized, what they don't realize is they're demonizing themselves. Okay, those people that are illegal, they're not doing anything to help you. It's like that, like I've said before, that Obama phone lady. When they finally sat down and said, okay, this is what actually Obama said, and this is what you're actually, what is actually happening. Okay, I guarantee you, those Obama phones were not jitterbugs. I guarantee you they were like iPhones or high-end smartphones. They weren't just like a jitterbug that just allowed you to make a phone call. You don't need a smartphone to make a phone call to sit there and ask for a job. On the actual, like, Obama phones? I didn't know, but, I mean... Yeah. It's crazy, it is. I mean, well, we gotta sit here, and we gotta go off on Trump, because... We don't have anything on him, and he's going to take away our way of life. He's going to make it so that, you know, that there's term limits for congressmen and senators, so we can't stay in office. I mean, like I told one of my friends, why isn't no one outraged when you know how much a politician makes a year, $175,000 a year? And how do you make a hundred and some thousand a year and are a millionaire? Almost every politician's a millionaire, but oh, don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's like Officer Barbary. Move along, nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, tell me how I would love to make $170,000 and be a millionaire. If I had the money they had, I'd be investigated by the IRS for how can you have this kind of money? How can you have, okay, let me see here. You bought 1959 Gibson Les Paul Sunbursts. They're about an $800,000, okay? You make $20,000 a year. They'd be investigating me. No, but all these politicians are billionaires and millionaires, and they're not making... They're, with their congressmen and senator salaries, they're not making enough to justify the bank accounts they have. But they can't be doing anything illegal. No. I want to get into this because this is kind of a big thing. This happened like about 3 days ago. Two children in Texas die after they were locked in a hot car on Friday, according to police. A 16-month-old boy and a 2-year-old girl were killed after they became trapped in a vehicle as temperatures rose above 96 degrees in Park County. The children's mother told the police that her kids were playing in a room in their home. When she went to check on them, they were gone, according to reports. The mom then searched outside and allegedly found her children locked in a police in a car, the police said. She told the police that when she found them, one of the children had her cell phone and the car keys, according to CNN. She told the police that they had allegedly locked themselves inside the car and she broke a window, and by the time she broke it was too late. And investigators are looking into the big question is, could a 2-year-old open a door and a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old climb inside and lock the doors? Could they have done it? Because that's what they want to find out. If that's even possible, because if not, then the question becomes, did the mom do this on purpose? But I think a 2-year-old could probably open the door. I don't think it would be, I don't know. That's the big question, because then it could become who did it. Because if they can prove that a kid couldn't have done it, a 2-year-old, then they would have to say, okay, now we got to say, what is she hiding? What is, you know, why is she lying?
How long were they in the car?
Yeah. It doesn't really say.
So this takes a while for you to die in a pub, unless it's like 300 degrees in the pub.
Yeah. As my executive producer is saying, I don't know what to make of model cars. It doesn't really say, but they're just wanting to see if they could have gotten in that car. And from what I've read and what I've looked into, they're just wanting to know in general, could they get into a car, and is there a car, you know, that they could have maybe opened the doors. But then if they could open the doors, now what would keep them locked in there? So it's going to be interesting how that plays out. As I was talking about earlier, about all those Ivy League people, and we want all this stuff given to us and free. Well, there are protesters that erupt in the Texas Capitol building on Monday over Greg Abbott's new law cracking down on sanctuary cities. I don't get it. You break the law to come here illegally. There have been so many people that have been showcased that have been deported and brought back and deported and brought back, and they killed people, and they wouldn't do, oh, it's a sanctuary city, so we're not going to help the police and have you deported to do anything to you, even though you've murdered. And these people are outraged and protesting. You know, if you did stuff by the books, maybe you wouldn't need a sanctuary city. I'm just saying. If you came here legally. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, folks. You know, do things legally and maybe you won't need sanctuary cities. You won't need all this. You know, there's a reason why we have rules in this country and laws. There's a reason why with like stoplights you have red, yellow, and green. So you don't slam into each other. The intersection. There's a reason why we have laws so that we can vet and say, okay, hey, this person's safe, this person isn't. But thanks to Trump, border crossings are down tenfold. What they should do is just take like it could be a football field length area. And just load the thing with landmines. Okay, you can go ahead and cross the border. Good luck. It's called border roulette. You know, if you go across the border, whoops, sorry. Just a thought. Because, you know, I mean, you know, we shouldn't deport illegals until they do something illegal, you know. This is what really gets me, because during commencement speeches, Hillary Clinton is still blaming sexism and voter ID laws in Wisconsin for the reason she lost. She wasn't claiming voter ID laws is the reason she lost against Bernie Sanders in the Wisconsin primary, which had the second highest number of voter turnout than any other state but New Hampshire. But now that, you know, she's still harping on this crap. Well, you know, it's because, I'm a woman and that's why people didn't vote for me. No, you sucked. That's why no one voted for you. You were a horrible candidate. You sucked. You hardly campaigned at all, but you're sick as hell, and there's video of you still coughing. There's something, I believe there is something majorly wrong with her. Where I think she may go through periods where
she will look normal, but she's something. I think she still has something majorly wrong. Nothing negative against that. Because I had someone call me out on that one time. When I was talking to this guy, and he's like, I'm just stating a fact. I believe there's something wrong with her. She should be getting treatment. Because there was one guy that said, I found out through sources that she could be on way better medication. She's on like a 1960s drug when there's newer drugs. She's Hillary Clinton. She should be getting the best treatment, the best medications. But then also Scott Walker lives in a state where he's criticized for, oh, you're going to take away benefits from everyone. Scott Walker doesn't want to take away benefits, neither does Trump. Benefits are meant to be a trampoline so you can bounce back and get back into the workforce. They're not meant to be like a hammock. Next to these benefits, man, they can't take them away. I don't have to work out and do nothing, man. I get $1,500 a week, man, for doing nothing but just sitting here. That's right, man. I take my money. What I do is I got my food stamp card. I take it and I go and I buy all kinds of cans. Then I cash in that money and I go get my weed. Then I be kicking it and I get my coke and my heroin and everything else, man. And I get my fix. That's right, man. I beat the system, man, because I'm disabled, man. And I get free benefits. They can't take them away. Okay, I've had case managers that had multiple sclerosis. If they can work, so can you. I have a myopathy. If I can get off my butt every day, you should want to work. You should want to contribute to society. You should want to make stuff. You should want to have something that, hey, I paid for this. Not today's society. Somehow, we've gotten into this loophole that everyone thinks they're entitled to crap, that stuff should just be handed out to them and given to them. The only thing me and my wife tried to figure out, and I think a lot of people do this, is how do you know if you're having enough taken out in taxes so you don't get owed, so we don't owe? But because I've had people, someone posted like, you know, instead of teaching kids to respect the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, you need to respect like integrity or whatever. And it showed like somebody helping like a homeless person or whatever. And I'm like, you want to know how many of my mom's friends have tried to help people and get them stuff and all they want is the money? They don't want like, if you try to give them, okay. And if I did that, I walk up to them and say, what can I buy for you? What can I get you? I'm not giving you money. And I've got their number, so I'll know in about 5 minutes if you return it to try to get the money. And I'll say, make sure that you tell them they can only have store credit for this. They can only use it for, because some people just want their fix. Or they're like, I'm homeless. I don't care. Don't give me anything. I just, you know, like, because like I remember there was a story where the police officer got that guy's shoes and everything, and he took the shoes and sold them. And it's not that you don't want to help out people, but when you try to be there for people and all they do is like, nah, I don't want any. Yeah, I want money. I don't want nothing. Just not gonna give me money. Don't do it. You know. But hey, but don't worry, folks. North Korea is, thank God we got a President Trump that is not going to take the DPRK lightly, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, aka North Korea. He's not going to take them lightly because they keep threatening and all this stuff. And it's just, I don't know. Something's got to change with that. Something's got to be done. Something's got to be done because those people are psycho. And are they real? Are they just like, hey, our country's falling apart because
people from Korea are seeing, people from North Korea are seeing how great the Koreans have it, and hey, we need to bring our country together. And hey, what better way to bring our country together than to say that, okay, South Korea is held captive by America, and we need to take down America. Because there's a lot of people that believe that. You know, but they keep testing all this stuff, and something's got to be done. From what I've been told, that anything they shoot at us, we have the ability to take down. I will say that much. So, but as I'm talking about this North Korea stuff, it's one of those things that you look at it from the standpoint of when, because you can't sit there and say, okay, they haven't really done anything. They're just testing missiles. I mean, because as soon as if he said, okay, we're going to attack North Korea, then they'll be like, see, there's a war time. There's a guy, all he wants is war. But we can't wait until, okay, guess what, folks? Yeah, well, one of these tests actually really happened. It's one of those double standards. It's one of those double standards that, like, okay, something needs to be done about North Korea, but then a lot of people are saying, well, they really haven't done anything, but they're testing missiles. So I'm like, well, something needs to be done to ensure that, you know, are they just like, shooting a gun off in the air saying, okay, I've got a gun, I'm just letting you know? Or are they like, okay, we're gonna really do it, but we just want you to know we're gonna do it? Is it like the guy that I'm gonna shoot you in the leg to prove I'm gonna kill you, just so that I can say it while you're still alive? You know, is it one of those? Are they really gonna do this? Or are they just like, hey, our country's falling apart, like I said? Because there are a lot of people that believe it. With the technology getting to where it is, a lot of those people in that country are seeing how bad they have it, even as, like, the elite of their country that are, like, huge supporters of that dictator. We're huge supporters. And guess what, folks? Look at North Korea. It's where we live. And he has a car in South Korea, and he's not a government official. He can go anywhere he wants to, and he's not a government official. What the heck? Look at what they have. So, I got about 25 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I wanted to get it, and this kind of ties into another story that I talked about earlier. It was Memorial Day weekend, and we had, at the Indy 500, the Japanese man, Takuma Sato, won the Indianapolis 500, which I was kind of excited about because it was someone that had never won, and it wasn't like, okay, the five-time champion, or it was someone new. Not that I really like him. I mean, Sebastian Bourdais is my driver, and when he was out, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, I guess I'll go for Fernando Alonso. Why not? You know, McLaren hasn't been in the Indy 500 for 40 years, so we'll see what happens. But it goes back to my point, because there was Terry Furey is a Denver Post sports writer who basically said, nothing specifically personal, but I am just uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indy 500, considering it's Memorial Day weekend and his dad served in World War II, and you talk about the bombings in the Hiroshima in Japan and the Pearl Harbor incident and all that stuff, and it's kind of a bad thing for him. And now he's kind of like apologized. Yeah, it was not right for me to say this and all this, and he apologizes. And I'm like, first of all, he shouldn't have been fired. He has the right to say whatever he wants to, whether you agree with him or not. He has the right to say what he wants to.
And when now he apologized, like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, take me back. No, I would support him more if he said, I mean, not that I don't support the guy. I mean, but it's like, oh, I apologize. You know, I don't like Kathy Griffin at all. I don't support her at all. I think it was sick and gross what she did, but at least I don't understand how people do stuff that's like revolting and sick and then, oh, wow, well, oh, I didn't mean, that was in poor judgment. It's like they would be going cha-ching if everyone loved it. If she was getting praise for that picture, that photo of her with like that mannequin of Trump with blood and all that stuff, she wouldn't be saying what she's saying if the general majority thought it was great. She'd be saying the exact opposite. Oh, that one, you know, hey, it was just my idea. It was great, you know. But since everyone's all of a sudden, like, outraged, now she's like, oh, I made a mistake. Oops. Because I think the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. I thought he was going to be someone that was going to be a Black Lives Matter hero. He's going, well, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem. I'm going to be a hero. And when it backfired, he's like, oh, crap. Now what do I do? You know? And like I said before, we need to know our past. That's the problem. Okay? Like with racism in this country, we need to move past racism. There was no Antifa. There was no Black Lives Matter when Bush was around. Racism and all the race relations got worse under Barack Obama. And everyone thought, oh, he's a black president. It's going to get better. It didn't get better. It got worse. We need to move on. But when we move on, we need to let everyone know, okay, I can't believe that they're taking down Confederate statues. Okay, whether you like it or not, that's part of our history. Get over it. There were black slave owners. Get over it. There were times when blacks had separate bathrooms. We need to know our history. That's just not being taught. That's why you have freaking idiots that don't know what Memorial Day is, don't know who we won our independence from, don't know what the Civil War was about. I could understand, okay, name me some battles in the Civil War, and they don't know. I could understand, okay, well, I don't know, but they should be able to say, okay, the Civil War is between the Democratic South and the Republic North, you know, and the South were Democrats that were slave owners that wanted to keep slavery and all this stuff, and then the Union, you know, in the North up here, they were against that. You know, and there were, you know, there was Fort Sumter, there was Gettysburg. But, I mean, that's just most people wouldn't understand what that means. That's, you know, I mean, I try to keep it. See, I love the doctors I see because I try to do that for people. I try to explain it in terms you'd understand because I honestly believe that with Trump, hopefully, the Whigs party turned into what we now know as the Democrats. So, it's one of those things. I mean, the Whigs party turned into the Republicans. And vice versa, you know. The Federalists were Democrats. That's what a lot of people don't realize when it comes to history. I'm not an expert, but when you have, I try to put it on level to understand, like the South was Democratic and the North was Republican. And all these things, and when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, I try to explain it on terms that people would understand, you know, because
when you see those people that, but then I'm sure that a lot of people that listen to my program get know that, about the Federalists and the Whigs Party. And, you know, and when you think about, when you go back to those times, that 9 times out of 10, it wasn't the injury that killed them. It was the surgery where, okay, well, they would just take a saw and cut your leg off. And we're not, and we're talking like, okay, we're gonna give you the equivalent of like half of an Advil or a Tylenol, and here, right on this log, we're just gonna saw your leg off. I mean, that's how. I mean, know your history. How can you go forward unless you go back? I mean, how can you go forward seriously if you can't, if you don't know your past? I mean, because there's a lot of people that are probably offended by what that writer with the boss with the Denver Post wrote. But if they don't know their past, I'm not, you know, if they don't know, if they don't know, I mean, it's just sickening with the history, how little these kids know. How can they? I mean, that's why when a Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton comes up and says, you know, well, we need to impeach Trump just like Richard Nixon was. Richard Nixon was never impeached. He resigned. Yeah. But that's the problem in this world. You have. Yeah. Him and Andrew Jackson were the only two ever impeached. Go figure. But those kids wouldn't know that. They believe it. I mean, that's why when Trump says something like, oh, that's not true, because Obama said, you know, that the Muslims were a part of forming this great nation. Oh, gotta love my executive producer. She makes me laugh. She makes me laugh. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is, I want to move on because I want to get into a little bit of sports. But supposedly Tiger Woods basically is saying that it wasn't DUI. He was on meds and he was kind of out of it and asleep behind the wheel.
Oh,
so I guess it is. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think it. I mean, because there are some medications. I think it was Ted Kennedy that used to be in a sleeping medication. And I guess there were several reports that he was basically driving his car and didn't realize it because he was on like one of these like Lunestas.
No,
Ambien, that's what it was.
And it wasn't him, it was a different somebody.
Well,
he got in a car accident.
I knew it was somebody. Yeah. I just didn't know who. So, but that was, you know, and it may be something along those lines. Because there's a lot of people that said, like, well, maybe this will be a turnaround point. So it's something that's not going to be needed to be turned around, but I think. You know, I think with issues with his wife and all that crap that happened and he lost all the sponsorships, you know, I think there might be something there, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see if it's something that he took or didn't take or whatever. You know, but enough about good old Tiger Woods. I don't know what kind of wood he is, but, you know. Is he spruce? Is he maple? Is he candle nut wood like my uke's made out of? Or he's palm. I want to get into this really quickly while I think about it, because one of my friends posted this, and it was about like anniversary gifts and how, like, you know, flowers are not an anniversary gift because it's insensitive if that's all you get, you know, if that's all you do. And I have to, and I want to comment on this. Thank you, Misty Richards, for bringing this up, because someone goes, well, the beggar can't be the chooser, you know? And I'm like, well, I have to agree with her on one thing, though. Okay, if you sit there and, okay, it's my anniversary, so on the way home from work, I'm going to get flowers. Here you go, honey. Happy anniversary. There's no thought in that. That's not the handyman's way. The handyman's way is spending $300 on something that you probably could have bought for $5 on Amazon, but you made it yourself, because you didn't realize that this little piece of fabric you needed, well, you can't buy that. Well, you got to buy like 5 yards of it, and the 5 yards cost $14 a yard. Then you got to buy special cutters for it, and then by the time you're done, okay, you spent like $200 at Joann's just to get everything you need to make something you could have bought for $5. That's the handyman way. That's how I am. I am notorious for making something myself that I could have gotten cheaper. But to my credit, though, like when I went to make my spore, and I didn't realize that I thought I'd be able to get some leather cheap. I didn't realize that, okay, you have to buy this huge sheet, and it's like $45. And then, okay, well, it's buy one, get one free. So I got two big sheets, and I got a ton of this leather. And then I had to, okay, well, I need these needles, and I need all this stuff. And I had to buy all these, and like some of these things to make the holes so you can sew the thread through were like $20. I mean, it was just, I didn't think about it. But it was a neat experience. The only problem I had was there was nothing to go on. It was like a video that had nothing, no words, and it was like a 1960s or 50s or 40s Scottish video from like the nation of Scotland, and it was like just vague on it, and you couldn't hear anything, so there wasn't any videos or anything I could really find of making a spore. And so I'm like, okay, let me just, this is how I want it, like this, and I just kind of cut it and went for it. It turned out not too bad for my first experiment, and I didn't stain the leather. I just took like a black shoe polish kind of thing where you have like the foam on top and pressed it down and just like did that into the leather and did that into the leather like 10 times. But hey, I'm the handyman. I mean, well, you're lucky. I almost made one out of duct tape. But my point is, if you just go home and get flour, here you go, I got flour, happy anniversary, there's no thought in that. I mean, one time for an anniversary, it was like the month before Valentine's Day, I sat there and I made gluten-free spaghetti and sauce, and I had like raviolis made, and I had some wine, and I had light jazz music, and I put like little candles up the steps, and a friend lent me his helium tank, and I had the two colors, like the pink and the maroon, were our wedding colors, like a reddish and a purple, and I did a whole bunch of bouquets of balloons for, and I did all kinds of cool stuff, and we had a romantic evening, and it was well thought out, and she had no idea. And it was, you know, and that's what it, I mean, yeah, flowers are nice, if you see, but if you sat there and you said, okay, here's some flowers, honey, and then you say, okay, but come with me, lock the door, and you go out to dinner, and you do, okay, if you do more than just flowers, then kudos to you. Because, I mean, I'm sure you get your mom flowers on Valentine's Day. Just be more thoughtful when you have an anniversary. Because I almost got my wife Sherry's berries one time, and I'm like, oh yeah, she can't have strawberries. I'd be sitting there like taking out, okay, give me a knife. I got to get the trach. I got to get her open. Yeah. Well, she's allergic, but not that allergic, but still. I mean, you get the drift. But it's one of those things, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to make things. And some things I'm like, well, that's kind of neat. How can I make my own version of it? And like with my ukulele that I got, that it's not really a ukulele. It's a 4-string miniature Stratocaster. But since it has metal strings, it can't be called a uke by purists, or whatever the case. But anyways, they don't make hard cases for it, so I got the triangle kind of box that came in, and I want to try to put foam in there, and then like outline the shape of the guitar, and then cut that foam out and see if I can. But I want to make sure that I don't want to spend a lot of money on it. I don't want to sit there and
And then someone gave me the idea of measure the guitar, like how long is it? Because, okay, if it's a tenor, you know how long they are. How wide is it? And see if you can find an acoustic case that would be the same size. The only thing is you may have to put like a towel or something on the top, just because the acoustic is probably going to be more room, you know, because they're usually fatter on top. But it is, if you can try to find one that fits, you might be able to find a hard case that way. But I don't know. Because that little, I mean, the gig bag that comes with it's okay, but I just don't want to spend a lot of money. But that's, I guess, the handyman way, you know. But then, if I spend a decent amount of money, it doesn't really matter, because right now they don't have hard cases for them, and a lot of people don't expect them to. And that's coming from, like, American Music Supply, that has videos where they demo that guitar, that little ukulele thing, so. The Force and Uke, as they call it. But I want to get into this incident between Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland, where the one guy hit the other with the pitcher, hit the batter, and of course, fist went flying. And a lot of times, I honestly don't think they. I mean, I guess, how do you prove intent? I mean, looking at that video, it's hard. I've looked at videos like that before, and it's hard for me to tell that, okay, I'm trying to personally hit you. You know, to me, if I'm trying to personally hit you, I guess, you know, it's almost like, well, do they got it down to a science where I can pitch like I normally would pitch, but I'm actually intentionally meaning to hit you, you a-hole. I mean, because there's fist flying and all this. I'm like, that's not, I mean, to me, that's wrong. Because that's, okay, what you're going to have is someday you're going to have a kid punch a dude in school. Oh, mom, well see, I, you know, hey, mom, I saw Hunter Strickland do it, so hey, you know, they're role models. Unfortunately, your kids look up to you. That's why they don't like, that's why they're really restricting, like, tobacco use on the field. Because if you use it, hey, look, my favorite ball player, he's got Levi Garrett. You know, they're role models to kids. And oh, if they touch a ref in soccer, you're red carded. You're gone. Because you're seen as a role model. Kids look up to you. And I mean, you can just do what Kyle Busch does and throw the mic down. I mean, seriously, someone needs to get Kyle Busch some Huggies. That dude is the whiniest. That, I mean, I thought Jeff Gordon was, I mean, he is a girl, I swear. He is like the Eminem warrior. You know, see, what they need to do is, I think DuPont needs to come and sponsor Kyle Busch and have rainbows on his car.
Well, true, but get real. I mean,
like I've said before, and you've heard it on this program, okay. Well, then you should, okay, then you should get a... You should get points for the percentages of laps you lead. That way, well, wait a minute. Why does he get like 100 points for leading one lap and winning the race? And I led 199 and I get 10 points. No. He gets 50 points for winning the race. Because that's all he only led one lap. Since you led 199 laps, you get, let's say, like 45 points. Out of 50, because hey, you led this many laps, you get a, you know, or whatever the case is. That way, you know, or maybe, I mean, should you actually get more because you led more, you did more? No, I mean, it's a never-ending battle, because you're always going to have someone. Well, who cares if you led 199 to 200 laps? You didn't win the race. Well, so that should mean, So, like, you think this guy who just leads one lap should get all the benefit?
I don't.
Well, this about pissed my pants when I read this article, because as I move on, John Mara says that signing Colin Kaepernick would lead to a fan backlash. Well, then why did you keep the SOB? If oh, we can't re-sign him because it's going to be a backlash by the fans. Now, do you mean backlash because he sucks and you want to keep him? I mean, I wouldn't have kept him even if he hadn't done the national anthem bull crap, because he sucked. He was horrible. But if you're afraid of backlash, if you re-signed him, then why would you keep him on the field? Why would you keep him? What was it? The greatest NFL coach of all time, Mike Ditka, what did he say? You know, that boy wouldn't be playing on my team. I mean, granted, he coached the greatest football team of all time, the Chicago Bears. The Bears. You know, I mean, I used to own stock in the Bears, you know. Well, I think you can in Green Bay. I think the fans on the team or something like that. I forget how it works, but I don't know. I'm not a big, you know, when they really did nothing to those players, sayonara, Sodom. I gave up on the NFL. It's just one of those things, you know. I don't get it. Backlash, my. That makes no. That guy has to be a liberal, because it makes no sense. Okay, why would you keep him? But then what you should have done is you should have. If you wanted Kaepernick on the field, you should have showed up. If you didn't want him there, then you should have said, you know what? If that stadium was empty, they would know, hey, no one's coming to the game. About 90 seconds left in the program, but okay, no one's coming to the games. Guess what, folks? Let's do something. You can put your money where your mouth is. If you stand behind something, you know, NASCAR supports the troops. You know, Jeff Gordon was helping try to end hunger. They do things. They, you know, it's nice to go to the IndyCar races and the NASCAR fireheads, as Pastor Matt Dorn of the People's Republic Church of the Nazarene Life Against the World on Earth Church. I just made that up, you know. But you get to pray before the services. Last year, they had like a Baptist-type service kind of thing at the Cooper Tire booth. This year, they did a mass. You know, I'd buy Cooper Tires in a heartbeat that they take, okay, for about an hour and a half on Sunday. We bring Christian artists up here. We have a mass, or we have a church service or whatever. Thank you. God bless you all. And remember, folks, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, sacred honors. Until next Thursday, good night, everyone, and be a part of the resistance, and goodbye.